Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Max.
Hi everyone, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is Blair. 节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你们的英文水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。Hey Max, do you remember what we talked about last time?
Last time?Oh, yeah, the European princesses, right?
Exactly. Do you know what comments we got the most from our audiences?
No, I don't usually look at the comments.
Okay, I'll just say that in Chinese. 我们上期节目之后呢，收到了最多的评论就是王子呢？王子在哪里？一人学书跪求王子大盘点。
That's interesting. Do you know any?
Do I know any? Just so you know, I have a list of them.
Wow, that's great. Well, maybe we can talk about these princes today, just for our audience.
No problem. 那今天呢，我们就来盘点一下最帅的那些王子们吧。今天的笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记吧。
So Blair, are the princes in your list married or not?
No, they're not. So Prince William is out.
Okay, so eligible princes you can still marry.
I never thought about that, but it sounds wonderful. 刚刚 Max 老师提到的这个词啊 ,eligible, 合格的,合适的,符合条件的。Eligible prince you can still marry.我们就可以翻译成你依然可以嫁的符合条件的王子。大家是不是已经开始搓手期待了？
So, who is the first one?
Let me show you his info. This is his picture.
Oh, I know this guy. Prince Nikolai of Denmark.
Exactly. 第一位给大家介绍的啊，是来自丹麦的 Nikolai 王子，今年呢21岁，是目前丹麦王室的第七顺位继承人，同时也是巴宝莉的御用模特。御用模特啊，所以颜值这一块大家应该是可以想象到了。
Well, even though there is a small chance for him to be the king of Denmark, he is quite a catch.
I agree. 虽然说 Nikolai 王子继承王位的可能性呢很小，但是啊 ，he is quite a catch. 这个表达大家可以学习一下。Someone is a catch， 意思就是哎，某个人是一个值得结婚的对象。Catch 我们知道啊，抓住。那值得抓住的某个人是不是就是我们说的是个好的值得结婚的对象
Exactly. It refers to the person's suitability as a mate or marriage partner. For example, you can say, She's a good catch. Don't let her go away.
She is a good catch and don't let her go away.
Okay, who's next?
Well, the second is Prince Constantine Alexios of Greece.
Oh.That sounds like a real royal name.
He is indeed a royal. Well, Constantine is currently second in line to the Greek throne.
Let me see. Oh, he was born in New York and raised in England? Raised in England. That's interesting.
And it says that he is passionate about photography.
Photography? That's nice. I like taking pictures too.
Well, same here.Photography 这个词我们可以来学习一下 Photo 我们都知道啊照片 Photography 就是我们说的哎，摄像摄影的意思那这个词的重音呢我们需要注意一下 Photography 重音在第二个 Photography 不是 Photography
Yes Photography Photography For example You can say I am very much into photography
Yes So what are you passionate about Max
Me? I'm passionate about history. I do find it very fascinating. What about you, Blair? What are you passionate about?
I am passionate about traveling. I like to go to different places and see different people.
Wow, that's great.
Passionate about, 就是我们说的热衷于某件事情，对于某件事呢充满热情。Passion, 热情，激情啊。 像 Max 老师呢就非常的喜欢历史，他觉得历史是非常的 fascinating, 吸引人的。那我呢就非常的喜欢旅行， I am passionate about traveling.
Yeah, me too. I like traveling as well. It's just really exciting every time you experience something new.
Yeah, so among all the countries you've been to, which one do you like the best?
Well, the best, Ukraine. I love everything about this country.But Germany and France have really good food and alcohol.
That's nice. 我们 Max 老师最喜欢的国家呢是乌克兰，但是他也觉得，哎，德国和法国的食物和酒也很不错。Alcohol 就是我们说的含有酒精的饮品。那我们再细分一下，可以说，比如，哎，啤酒 beer, 葡萄酒 wine, 是不是？
Yes, exactly. What about you, Blair? Which country impresses you the most?
Impresses me the most? Well, I'm gonna go with Sweden. It's not like I'm crazy about this country. It's just, it's so different. 那 impress 这个词呢，也值得我们来和大家分享一下。
If a person or thing impresses you, you feel admiration for them or it. For example, you can say...He impressed her with his sincerity.
Yeah, right. Impress, 中文翻译呢，就是我们说的印象、印记。Impress somebody, 就是我们说的，哎，给某人留下了深刻的印象。在这里呢，它是作为一个动词来使用的啊。
Yeah. Blair, I think we've gone too far. We were talking about princes, you know, for our audience.
Yeah, okay. Here comes prince number three. Prince Sebastian of Luxembourg.29 years old.
Prince Sebastian is sixth in line to the Luxemburger throne. He majored in marketing and international business before entering into the Luxembourg army.
Almost every single one of them are very well educated.
Yeah, of course. Being a royal means you can get the best education.
Right. 大家会发现啊，就是我们所有聊到的王子和公主呢基本都能够说几国的语言，并且都是名校毕业的，对不对？所以我们可以用这个词啊 ,well educated, 表示受过良好的教育的。
Right. For example, you can say, the kids in this classroom are mostly bright and well educated.
Yeah, well educated. So Max, you can also speak several languages, right?
Right. I speak four.Two fluently, English and Mandarin, and Ukrainian and Russian.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you think your personalities change when you speak different languages?
Yeah, it's actually true. When you speak different languages, you think differently.
对，如果大家身边也有像我们 Max 老师这种 multilingual, 就是我们说的会说多种不同语言的人啊，在用到不同语种的时候呢，经常好像会出现，哎，声音变得不一样，或者我们说的，哎，甚至性格都会改变的这种情况。
Right, but it's okay. I mean, you use a certain language to talk to a certain group of people. For me, I use English to talk to my students and my family. Mandarin with my Chinese friends, so for them,I'm still the same person. My personalities never change.
确实啊，我也觉得就是在我们不同的语种之间切换的这个过程中啊，造成的一些像是我们说的，哎，性格、声音以及想法的这种改变，其实是一件很有趣的事情，对不对？那在收听我们节目的你啊，先从跟我们学习英文开始吧。
Right, learn English together with us.
最后再告诉大家一个好消息。最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量名额200个。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
Okay, that's it for our podcast. This is Max.
This is Blair. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。